Okay, this week's parsha is Parsha Truma. Torah says, "V'osu oron atzei shitim." From a side of chetzi arkov, v'amor chetzi rachvov, v'amor chetzi kol mosov. So the Midrash says, "The v'achav v'osu b'mei." Ma b'chol ha'kelim ha'el k'siv ha'sisa v'oron k'siv ha'su. Page 3. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, by Rabbi Shalom. I'm Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavok ha'kol v'yasku b'oron k'dei sheyisku kulam la'torah. That everyone should be involved in making the oron. Because oron had the luchos, and the luchos represent the Torah. So the idea being that everyone should have a chelik in Torah. Everyone should have a chelik in Torah. You know, sometimes people get very overwhelmed. Torah is so vast. So there's a sifrei, page 4. Kim shamor tishmor kol mitzvah zos. So look on page 5. Kach talmidei chachamim lomed shnayim u'shlosha dvarim biyom, shnayim shloshim parakim b'shabbos, shnayim shloshim parshios, nimsa asher l'chazman. The kovetz al yad yarbe. Meaning, this idea people get overwhelmed, we got to finish it all at once. You learn a little today, a little tomorrow, a little the next day, then, you know, like every day, you learn the Rambam, like that's the, I think the Stiper writes, that's the, what I try to follow. In other words, don't throw 50 pieces of information in one day. You learn a Rosh and a Rambam and a this today, and you understand it, and then tomorrow you learn a couple more things. And then you try to learn 50 things at once, and one day, then you forget it all, you don't get anything. Yeah. And that's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei. Hon mehevel yimah, the kovetz al yad yarbe. I mean, if you do a little at a time, then in the end, yarbe. You collect. You know, you collect a little bit in your hand today, how much could you put in your hand? You can't put everything. If you take a little in your hand today, and tomorrow you take a little bit more, and a little more, in the end you get a lot. And that's what the Mor V'Shemesh here on page 7 says. The Kovet Zal Yad Yarbe Shashote Omar Miyucha Lulmot Kol HaTorah. The Shoyte says, who could learn all the Torah? The Zikin Lamed Prokim. But the Chacham says, okay, I'm not going to learn all 30 prakim today. Elmod hayom shnei prakim, lamachar shnei prakim, and then you'll see at the end, you know, everyone has their own kinyan haTorah, as he quotes here on page 7 on the left. Kol Hashem b'koach, b'kocho lo nemar el b'koach, lefi kocho shel kol echad ve'echad. Everyone according to his capabilities. Everyone according to his capabilities. And that's also Aron. That's the Aron. Everyone has to have a chelik. Everyone has a chelik. Like I once heard Rav David Cohen say, you know, people think the only way to learn is Gemara, Tosfos, and Shagas Aryeh. You could learn other things. He said. He says he's met people in his lifetime who were baki in Chumash and Mefarshim, and they were at. So, in the, as Rabbi David Cohen pointed out, in the yeshiva world were trained. You know, Chumash. That's you know. But this is there. As Rabbi David Cohen pointed out, there are many different opportunities in Torah. Kovetz. Al Yad Yarba, but you can't have the attitude. And that is one of my favorite Vilna Gaons. Is an apostolic in Mishlei. Yud Zayin Chav Dalet. It's Pnei Meivin Chochma Ve'enik Seal B'Ktzei Ha'aretz. So literally, Mitzudas David says, "As Pnei Meivin HaChochma Mitzuya Lefnei HaMeivin." ki yilmad mikol adam. That chokhme is found by the person who is understanding, but the ksiel in no b'ktzeh arts. He says, you know, there's no one here I can learn from. I have to travel far away. You know, and the Chacham, he learns from everyone. But the Vilna Gaon says a different shot. He says like this. Esprei mei v'chachme eiksiom tzei arts kloma mei v'in einu roe likpos. The person who's understanding, he's not looking to rush. Ela mei v'in mashal fonov. Whatever is in front of him, whatever is in front of him, he learns. In other words, the ksil, he starts, okay, so when are we finishing? He just started the Masechta today. What do you mean, when are you finishing? Just learn slowly, understand it. And then, like we said before, you learn a parak today, you learn a blot today, you learn a half a blot, you know. But the ksil, he's already looking at the end. When he's started to learn, he's saying, well, when are we going to finish? What are you wearing? You just started today. So, and I told you, Rav Avadi Yosef always used to say, Ani Marti on the Pasuk, Ani Marti B'chobzi, Kol Ha'odam Kozev. He said, if you learn B'chipazon too quickly, then call Adam Kozev, then you're going to just get the wrong shot. In other words, it's not, people have this idea of rushing, and because it's a fast-paced world. So, and then they don't understand anything. And then they don't remember anything. So you got to focus. Today we're focusing on this Rashi and this Tosas, and then we got it clear. And then we're not focusing on, like, we're not looking at the end. We're not saying, by the time the Gros says, "Be'eshi yaschi lilmod, eina v'yachlu l'sayim hashaso amasech." Because when he's starting to learn, he's saying, "Okay, when am I going to finish?" But everyone has a chelik, and that's the famous Megala Amukos. You know the Megala Amukos, page 21. What is the Megala Amukos? It's by Rav Nosson Shapiro. He wrote a Sefer on Chumash. He wrote two Sfarim on Chumash, right? Do you know about that? What are the two Sfarim? One Sefer is on Chumash. And then he wrote another Sefer just on Parshas Va'eschanan. Reish Nun Beis Ofanim. There are 252 Pshatim that he has on Va'eschanan. So he wrote a separate Sefer just on Va'eschanan. So I usually like to sometimes look before Shabbos Nachamu to take out Megala Amukos on Veschana, see what he has to say. So one thing he says, remember Rav Nosson Kamenetsky said this over the famous thing, Yisrael notrikon yeshishim riba osios Torah, Yisrael, whatever, that Yisrael is Rashi Tevos, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Because every Jew is connected. Now, even though this is not the accurate amount, and not necessarily the accurate amount of people, nor the accurate amount of letters, but it represents 600,000 is a number that just represents a big klal. So there's 600,000 osios l'Torah, 600,000 Jews, means that every Jew has his chelik in Torah. Yisrael yesh shishim riba osios l'Torah. So everyone has a chelek, you know, and everyone has to find their chelek in Torah. You know, okay, some people are going to spend most of their day working and making parnasa, and they're not going to be learning. Okay, but everyone has some time that they're going to be learning. They should be learning. Everyone has to have that chelek in Torah. Yeshishim ribi osios for Torah. And everyone, and the idea is you get a sipuk. You have to find where you get a sipuk in learning. What what makes you feel fulfilled. And just because it's not, you know, what other people feel, doesn't mean that it's not good for you. But in other words, because like Rav Shechter pointed out, some people have this attitude, if they can't learn, you know, on this whatever level, then it's not for me, then they give the whole thing up. So that's not a good attitude, obviously. And that's also Oron is Lashon Rabbim, because everyone has a chelik in the Hasiyas. Oron was everyone has to have a chelik in the Torah. And the Kedushas Levi on page 20, look here on page 14, he quotes the pasuk, Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe by Fkidem and Bar Sinai. So it's a funny pasuk, the Kedushas Levi says. Hashem commanded to count them. So if you would write the pasuk, the Kedushas Levi points out, you'd say, Hashem commanded, they were counted as Hashem commanded Moshe. But not, Hashem commanded Moshe, and therefore they were counted. No, they were counted, they were counted because Hashem sivas Moshe. So why does it say that the way it says? He says, Yesh lo daktek, page 20. Havalei lemeima v'yifgidei v'masinek Hashem tziva Hashem Moshe. Nira dinei Hashem Yisbarach nosa natoral Yisrael Nishmas Yisrael heim guf ha-Torah. Hashem gave the Torah to Yisrael. The Nishmas Yisrael is guf ha-Torah. Yisrael heim shishim riba osus la-Torah. Nimtza Yisrael heim ha-Torah. That Klal Yisrael is the Torah, because there's 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael, that's the Torah. Ki kol echam Yisrael hu os me'a-Torah. Nimtza mashapokad Moshe es Yisrael, the counting of Klal Yisrael, that was Limud HaTorah, because he's counting every neshama, that's everyone has a chelek in Torah, and that's the pshat kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe haremes shetzivu haTorah asher tziva es Moshe hu ba'atzmo shetzivu haTorah is ha'if kidei. In other words, the Torah is the counting of Klal Yisrael, because everyone in Klal Yisrael is another chelik in the Torah, and that's it. And then he says, that's the other pasuk says, "Achas Mata Levi Losif Kod." So why don't you count Mata Levi? Right, that's the pasuk here that says that Mata Levi on page 15, "Achas Mata Levi Losif Kod." So he says, because Yisrael is neged Torah Shebichsav. That's the 600 osios. That's Torah Shebichsav. Levi is keneged Torah Shebal Peh. That's why he says, by Levim, al pi Hashem pokad. Al pi Hashem. That's pi Hashem. That's the oral tradition. And that makes sense, because Levim were the people who Yoram Mishmatech al Yaakov, so Levi Omar, Tumech Rechel Ish Chatzitah, Yoram Mishmatech al Yaakov, so Shal Yisrael. They were the ones, the disseminators of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the counting, that's the Torah Shebichsav. That's the Shishim Osios. But Levi, you don't count, because that's Levi represents Torah Shebal Peh. Ritzvah Yisaru, Torah Shebal Peh. Achas Mate Levi Losif Kod. Losisa B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Because Yisrael came negative Torah Shebichsav. So everyone has a chelik. Yeshishim Ribios, and Moshe Shapiro pointed out the Shalach Kodesh also, page 22. Dak Mitzvah B'nei Yisrael Yeshishim Ribo, Tamu Mekubalim, Shev Shishim Ribo, Neshamos HaYosim, Meshishim Ribios, Osa Torah. And again, even though it's not an exact count, but it's representing that everyone has that chelik. And a goal in life, no, lo lacha mlacha ligmor. It's not about finishing. It's about learning and understanding well a little bit every day. Even if you're learning the whole day, still a little bit. And the idea is to go slow till you. I remember the last Siyam HaShas, the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva was speaking. and he was telling him about his relationship with Rav Eliashiv and how he would ask a question and sometimes he wouldn't understand what Rav Eliashiv said. He has to repeat it. So he asked Rav, how many times should we repeat it? So Rav Eliashiv says, Adshe Yetze Asafik Milibo, until you have clarity, until you understand what's. And that's Rav Eliashiv is always a big proponent of Havana. He wasn't into the Mishnais Malper Rav Eliashiv. He wasn't in all these kunsin. His main thing, I told you, was understanding. That's why he wasn't into Daf Yomi. Rav Eliashiv said, some dapim, you should spend 10 days on one dap. And some dapim, you can have one day and learn 10 dap, because they're not as complex. So the concept of learning every daf is equal is really not the case. So I'm not saying it's good for certain people. It gives them a structure, kviyas. So I'm not saying it's not to wellness. But for the real learning, to grow in learning, to become a Talmid Chacham, like Rav Goldberg Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva from Karambiyama says, you don't grow from these fast-paced learning systems. You know, you grow from learning things that, like Rav Yashu said, you learn it till you understand it. You're not going to finish everything. Well, the other way, you're not going to finish either. So you might as well understand what you're doing. You know, like we're not looking to learn the sugya, go through the sheet, just understand it, and then once we understand it, you know, I'll leave it to Hilchasa, then we move on. And then you have a seat book that you understand the whole process. You know, you started from the Chumash to the Gemara to the Rishonim to the Poskim, etc., till you have a clarity, and then you move on. But you don't say, well, you know, so when are we making the Siyum? What do you mean when? That's what the Gra says. You would think the Gra, he's the one who's Nukola Tarkula, and he's the one who's writing this. You would think the Gra is the Gra says, no, the Ksiel is the one who, when he's starting, he's looking to see how many pages are in this Masechta. What am I going to finish? It's not about finishing and the Siyums and this. It's about learning slowly, and then you have to know what's considered spending time on something. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, that's not an important point. You know, what's Rebbe teaches you, like Rav Shechter pointed out, what's an important point in the sugya that you should focus on, and what's something that's just tangential, not really an ikar point. You know, we're learning in the sugya, we have to know what, and if you learn a libid hilchasa, that gives you a focus of how to get to learn through the union. You know, and then, you know, that could be even though you're not ready to necessarily paskin on your own, but if you learn the sugya till the halacha, that gives you a guideline of you know, when you can go continue and now go to the next Indian. But if you just have a bilbul and you know, because really, like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, learning Gemara and learning halacha shouldn't be two separately buddha. Because you should learn Gemara until you get to the halacha. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein now. You learn the Gemara until you get to the halacha. Then you go on. The reason why the yeshivas, I think he writes one of the svarim from Rav Moshe, you know, certain things you need to know the halacha right away. You need to keep, well, Shabbos is coming in 2 days, so if you're going to wait till, you know, I've been giving shiurim and Hilchos Shabbos in the past 4 years. So whatever I say, well, Shabbos is coming tomorrow. So I'm putter from the things. No, you have to know in a general sense, you know, what the halachas are, and but then you really want to know them. Then you have to go back and do them well. But you can't say, well, I didn't get the kosev yet, so that's towards the end of the Lama Tes Malacha. So till then, I've been writing on Shabbos. You know, obviously, you have to a general sense of what's going on, and then you go slowly and you progress. And if you do a little a day and you have a tamidius, then you get a lot. And everyone, asu et aron say shitim chelko v'torah l'chol echad v'echad misrael. And you have to enjoy it, because if you're not going to enjoy it, then you're not going to do it throughout your lives. Because life has so much things, so many obligations and so many pressures and different things you're going to have. So if you didn't really enjoy the learning, especially when you're in yeshiva, then why should you most of nefesh to learn when you're out of yeshiva, when there's so many pressures that you're going to have then. But the idea is you should get a cheshek for learning, whichever learning you want. You know, it's not. That's why we try to have. I try to teach you Gemara and Halacha and Chumash. You know, you have a breadth of things, and there's so many different things you can learn. And but it's for everyone. Also, Lashon Rabbim, the Medrash says, Kol Echad VeEchad. And everyone has the Chelek Torah, Yisrael, Yesh Shishim Riba Osius LaTorah, as the Megala Amukos, Parshas Vaschanan, says, and that's the Ofan Kuf Pei Vav, 186. So if you need to know, Kapu is the way he says this word of Yesh Shishim Riba Osius LaTorah, and as Ramosh Shapir said, the Shalah and Parshas Korach, as well. So Bez Hashem, you should all be matzliach in learning, and have a geshmak from learning, and it should be something that's kayim lo lomed, and you don't have to rush, you don't have to make a siyum, you don't have to, you just keep learning. As Rav Michal Katz said to me, when I was once paying, you know Rav Michal Katz? Oh. Rav Michal Katz was a Rosh Yeshiva here, what, for 50 years or something? You know, before your time. I knew him. I'm Harari, I didn't know him. Rabbi Goldstein was a Talmud. He was in the Shir. But Michal Katz, and he told me once that he was Chavrusas with Rav Gorin. They were in Chevron together. But if they would learn Moed Masechta, they would go to a different base medrash, because it was like embarrassing that they're learning Moed and not Noshim Nezikin. But Rav Michal Katz's father was the Degel Reuven. Rav Reuven Katz, who was the Lumzer Rosh Hashiva, who was the Masada Kedushin for who? Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So just to understand who we're talking about here. And so he said, the rule is you always have to be continuing to learn. That's the rule. And you don't worry about you making a siyum, you didn't make a siyum, you did make a siyum. Just continue learning. Continue learning throughout your life. That's the rule. Whether you finish this Masada, you didn't, just keep learning. And Bez Hashem, should have sipuk learning, it should be something that's part of you throughout your whole life.